All right. Now, let's plunge into your involvement with the old colony Mennonites, Mennonites from Mexico, and get going on that. Now, we had a bit of a problem here trying to figure exactly when you had started the work. Let's get that out of the way first. You more or less established now when it was that you began?
Yes, it was about April of 1959 that we heard about these people of from Mexico, the old colony Mennonite people.
Tell me a little more. How did you hear what happened in Albert?
Well, it was on a Wednesday night when we were at prayer meeting in Vineland Church that
you were still living in Vineland.
We were still living in St. Catharines at the time, and it was a prayer meeting where Elder Avila told us about Reverend Schmidt from Dunville, who had come home from Leamington one time and stopped in at these Mennonites, old colony Mennonites, and he just had the burden to go and hold services there. And they badly needed somebody to teach Sunday school, and mention was made about people, they needed somebody that knew Low German. And right at that same prayer meeting, it just so happened at both Annie and I felt that we didn't know about anybody else that could do, you know, this. Well, there would be lots of people that could do it maybe better than we, but we felt that we would be probably the only ones that could do this type of work, you know, from the Mennonite Church in Lyman.
How had Schmidt found out about the people being there? Have any idea?
I'm not too sure how he found out. I know that he had, like, Mr. Schmidt had children in Leamington. They went visiting there occasionally. Mm-hmm. And since it's on the way, he must have known that there were old colony Mennonite people that come back from Mexico working there in the tobacco, and they didn't have no services. And I think I'm not too sure how he found out.
Did you have anything to add on that?
Just so much that he was awfully burdened about those
people. But you're not sure how he first found out that they were there, because often you can drive through a place and not know that there are people there.
No, I don't remember.
Okay. And all right, let's go further then. So you felt the call, shall we say, that you'd like to get involved in this work. Had Schmidt done anything there at that time yet? Had he stopped and had services or something? Or?
Well, before we went with Mr. Schmidt the first time, all he had done, I think, is to tell them that we would come and hold service there. Yeah. Or had he had a service before we went?
I kind of think he had a short service there.
I don't really know about that. But I know
that's,
this.
That's what you suspect that he had.
Yes, I think he got them, like it was in this Jakob Weeb's house. And I think he was together, I don't know how big the group was, but with some people. And I think he had a little service there. Because then the next time he told them that he would bring some Sunday school teachers and... too definite, I guess, we're not on that, but that's the way it seems to me, that's how it was.
Okay. Right. Let's continue now.
I think maybe one more reason is why he wanted somebody else with, like Mr. Schmidt wanted somebody else with him, is the Schmidt family, they don't sing at all, you see. And the old colony people, they're quite behind and singing the way we see it, you know. And we've been... Well, I think he saw a big help in us helping him there with the singing, especially too.
I see. You tended to be more musical. Yeah. You had more musical experience. You enjoyed singing.
And Peter Dick was coming the first couple of times too along.
He was a good singer.
Yeah. Who's Peter Dick?
He's a man from the Dunbar Mennonite Church also.
Okay, so he had been contacted by Schmidt, or just heard about it that way as well, and also became involved at the beginning at least.
Yeah. Right, for some.
Three, four times he maybe didn't come along.
Yeah. He hasn't done regular with us.
Okay, and he would help teach Sunday school then as well, or what would he do?
No, he just sang.
I think he was just involved in singing and leading singing. never.
No.
I don't remember.
I'm just wondering now whether we had the very first time Sunday school. But yes, we separated right away.
You mean our first going?
Yeah,
there.
Remember in that one house we had? I was in one room.
That's
you
right.
Were
I
in
think
the other
in the beginning we didn't really have Sunday school. All we did is sing with the children. It was in the second house where we had that one picture. I think that's where I started my first lesson. I yet remember how I had my first lesson, though, the things that I had in mind. I had no material,
okay.
No books, nothing. And being inexperienced myself, I still remember how I, in my mind I started with the shuffle. You know,
creation.
And then taking big steps of creation, like in Sunday school stories.
And then you then worked it through up to the time of Christ?
I don't remember that part so much, but I yet remember how in my mind I tried to organize myself and what I want to tell those
kids. Well, we started finding books too. Yeah. Yeah.
After a while, I was using Fankhauser.
Yeah, Fankhauser.
Those are German Sunday school
German
material.
Yeah.
Where does it come from? Is that from Germany?
Actually,
Fankhauser Bible Stories.
There is a set of four books, I believe, and it's the Bible just in children's form.
Oh, just those stories.
And that helped us to just to make it plain for them.
Yeah. Was that all the material you used?
I haven't used
anything. That's what all you used.
For the Bible stories, and then you used the Bible as well. Those were your two sources?
We haven't really used the Bible hardly.
We just told them
not
stories,
the,
but it was a Bible story.
Yeah. What was a Bible story?
And singing. We had a good portion of singing. And then
okay, now, how does this work? You would come there on a Sunday morning. What time would you start?
10.
10 o'clock?
Was it 10 o'clock?
10.
Probably.
Okay. And then you...
We would come there, and then the first thing we would do is, when the time was there to start, the children would come in and we'd have singing.
What kind of singing would you do?
Well, what kind of song? We used the German songbook from Bynum. What was it again? Lieder.
Evangeliumslieder.
No.
These were choruses?
No, it wasn't choruses. It was old time Sunday school of the songbook from Bynum.
Was it Liederschaften?
No, we don't have that with us now. My sister took that back.
Oh, that's right.
I even forgot the book we used for singing. But we, like, with those...
Was it fairly common among the GC churches, that book?
Oh, yes. It was an old...
Sunday school
songbook from Lyman Church.
From Lyman Church, okay.
And we'd have 15, 20 minutes, didn't we, of singing. And then I'd tell them a Bible story. And most of the time, all of the ladies would sit in the back and be right in with the class. And I remember yet how those ladies, you know, they appreciated it as much as the kids did, maybe more. You know, and I think maybe this is one of the reasons why, not that I want to say that those people thought so much of us, but we've heard quite a bit of, you know, Henry Weeks, and whenever we come there, you know, they still talk about, oh, when you came, you know. And I think that comes from, the reason for that is because all those ladies sat back and listened in, you know. And, the kids wouldn't have thought that much of us, but I think because of the ladies sitting in there, and I, it's not my point to bring this out, but I'm
happy to hear that.
Yeah, that they really thought we were their God, you might say.
Yeah, sure. Because they were just not used to anything like that.
Being so illiterate,
you know,
they were, I mean, a lot of those people there, quite, you know, they haven't had high school in school. And this is another reason why they thought that we were so good, because we could read, you know, and do these things. And,
mm-hmm. Okay, so that was the basic thing. And you started by singing, and then you'd have the Bible stories, and you'd have some more singing?
We'd have maybe a song for closing, and then we would join in with them in their church service.
Oh, then they would have, okay. Now, that would be an old colony church service then,
right?
You would stay there for that.
Oh, yes.
Parents would just come in then?
Yeah.
Now, you said Reverend Schmidt did some preaching go as well?
When we started there, I think it must have been a couple of months that Reverend Schmidt went regularly with us, wasn't it?
I think only 3-4 times. In fact, I would say it would be more, assuming 3 times. See, that's when Peter Dick came too. And that was not so much in the morning.
No, Peter Dick didn't come then. Peter Dick only came when we already lived here, didn't
he? No, we went on. We left them here. We went on to St. Catharines. We still lived in St. Catharines. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first time.
So Dick was with us then right from the beginning, at least a few times?
Yeah.
Okay. And Schmidt then preached a few in the morning service then, a
right.
few times in the beginning?
That's right. Like after we had that Sunday school, he would have
a sermon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to your knowledge, there had not been any other Old Colony services?
No.
Until that point?
I don't believe there was.
I think it was Mr. Schmidt that got them.
That started, having service there, and that's how they finally organized more and more as a group to have regular church service every Sunday. Mm-hmm.
If there has been, then it was so far ahead that they
so far spread out.
So much before.
Yeah.
That
we don't know about it.
Yeah, because Mr. Schmidt found out that there was nothing, and that's why he didn't. It was a couple of times before he went there to just visit them, and it was 6 months in between or even more. He didn't go that often to Leamington. And he found out that there were all those people with all the big families with all the children and nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what burdened him so much.
Mm-hmm.
He himself was the leader of this small church, was the only, while Mr. Penner was there too.
What would the church do here when he would go Sunday morning then?
Well, they had, his son was already a minister. Mr. Smith's son, Henry Schmidt, who's still
he's still
in the Mennonite Church in London.
Who's the Schmidt you're talking about now? What's his first name?
Nick.
Yeah. Okay. He was the older one.
That's
he
right.
has a son, Henry,
right.
who's now minister. Nick is still alive?
Yeah. No, he's dead.
He's dead.
But there was another minister, Mr. Reverend Penner. They had two older ministers and then the younger.
Oh, I see.
Schmidt.
So Penner would help out here then
if
Schmidt was gone,
right.
and also the younger Schmidt. Okay. And how long did Schmidt preach then there? How many times? You say only 3 times?
I think not much more than 3 times, because that's when they got together, started to get established, when they right away had their ministers then. They voted for their ministers.
Who were the ministers then?
Jakob Thiebe
and Henry Peters.
Okay.
Henry Peters.
All right. Okay. Sometimes I'll ask questions that I think I know answers to, but I want to hear from you and see where that. Okay, were you around when that minister vote was taken? Did you know anything about that?
We weren't at the particular.
You weren't at
the
time when that happened.
No,
I think that was probably during the week. I don't remember. How.
It must have been. It also must have been one day after from Manitoba. Yeah.
Did you ever meet the Alvesta from Manitoba?
Yeah.
Oh yes, we met him a couple of times.
Okay. And then you talked and visited and to talk about what you were doing. Did he ask?
He didn't really ask or talk to us personally that much. I mean, they were agreeable to us coming there and having Sunday school, apparently, because they never stopped us from doing.
No, he has never really shown that, like our ministers would make us feel we're part of your work. He has never. He was one, the higher one.
He didn't accept us that much that he really.
He wouldn't identify close by.
No.
That was Fraze.
Yeah.
Fraze, yeah. That was the Fraze, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And who was the other? There was two others.
Yeah.
I think once or maybe both times, they were both there at the same time.
Okay, that was
Fraze and.
Maybe you can.
Penner.
Was it Penner? That was the Penner? Could have been.
We know Fraze better, that's why. But there was one different. Yeah.
Penner followed him.
Uh-huh.
The younger one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's jump ahead a little bit. When did you quit? How long did you teach the Sunday school?
Before living here already. And we had Hilda already.
So she's born in 63.
Yeah.
quit in 63 or a little later?
Here again, we probably would have to.
In spring, because we started with her, and I was not well. And I just felt things were getting too much for me. For three children, all Sunday, always on the road. And at the same time, you might feel different, but I felt very strongly this way. Things were getting out of hand. There was a big young people's group, and I felt there was something needed to be done. And the Sunday school itself was big, but there was kind of problems there. How shall I say? Can you make that short? Explain it, the problems they had there?
Can't make it short, make it long.
Well, the reason why we just gradually or all of a sudden stopped was because, for one thing, like our the mission, the Mennonite mission, Missions Committee, they were, and with Reverend Schmidt here, they were sort of hinting towards somebody moving there with them, you know.
Yeah, they were pushing.
And I just didn't feel, you know, because of my own inequity or not being able to do it all that well, I just didn't feel, you know, to go into a jump like that. And to go there Sunday after Sunday, which we had been doing regularly, it was just one of those things, and I just thought, you know, if that's what our mission committee wants to do, to have somebody that lives there with them, well, they better have somebody, you know, that would feel the call maybe, and
in your opinion, could handle the work better than you thought you could.
Yeah. This is the reason why we quit, and that was
I just felt, I said, this is God, what God wants us to continue, then I need better help. And so we just wait and see what else we feel we should be doing.
And as far as the time, it must have been in Catherine Hill was born then.
Yes, it was.
When was she born?
63.
She was born in January.
63.
Yeah. It was in spring there, yeah.
Did you quit suddenly, or did you sort of let them know that you would be coming after a while again? Or?
Well, I think it came quite suddenly. It might have been during a period of about a month, maybe.
Yeah, even if it was that long.
Maybe a couple of Sundays.
We had different feelings about it, but all of a sudden we felt this is what we should be doing. And then we talked it over to them, and they were kind of surprised, I remember. And then I still remember how I talked to some of the young people. They were so surprised why we quit. And I said, we just felt all of a sudden this is what God wants us to do. Mm-hmm. And so they understood it that way.
Did you feel any pressure from the leadership of the Old Colony Church themselves that they were not behind what you were doing, and that you felt that you should leave because of that?
At least that didn't influence us to quit.
Did you feel that they were supporting what you were doing?
The leaders of the church?
Yeah, like in this case it would probably be Weave and Peters. Huh?
Peters was very much for us.
They were supporting us. I think, I wouldn't want to say that the majority was supporting us, but I think those that did support us, they had quite an influence. And I think the ones that did support us that agreed to us coming there they had enough influence on the rest of them that they all, you know, kind of agreed to let us do that. Like teach their Sunday school. Mm-hmm.
So in spring of 63 was the ending. So you were there 59, 60, 61, 66, 5 years.
5 years.
That's correct. That makes it about jive with what you 63. Mm-hmm. Okay. And all right. You're not aware of, as we said before, of any other activity among as a church before you got there. Did you? How did you run into somebody like Jake Mudar? Had he been there before, or
He came there a few times with Alistair Freuss, and he had been there by himself too, probably.
And was that before you started?
No. I don't think there had been anybody there from Manitoba before we started. I think maybe one of the reasons why they came is to come and see what was going on here. I don't really know, but I'm just thinking of that now, you know.
I think they wanted the ministers here from, and that's why they got involved, that they had to have them, didn't they?
To have a minister, like
an election. Election, yeah.
I don't
know. No, I guess we don't know enough about
it. All right, then let's take the time between. How many people did you have when you started? Do you remember?
Sunday school, yeah. Children?
Sunday school children?
It will only be a rough guess, but I would say around 20, first time.
Yeah, in the beginning I had a class too.
You had two classes
in the
beginning?
Mm-hmm. Because why we did that, but that's what we were used to. In the general conference, you have all in groups, and that's how we started.
By ages. So you had the younger ones?
Yeah, and he had the older ones.
Or did you split it? Right.
But just in the middle, about like...
Oh, you took the whole group?
The older group, yeah, we didn't have that.
That's right.
But that is something I noticed very much, that they didn't like a lady teacher. They liked the men, but not ladies. I felt very much, another reason I think could be, I heard later on that they didn't like that. Harry told more or less just stories, but I went into, I felt I should explain to them what new birth was. And I had Nicodemus, the stories, but I remember that very clearly this one time, and all the ladies were listening. That time you were out and I was in the group, and I explained to them, how a new child... And how a new child comes into the family, gets born into the family, and how happy we are. And that's how it is with a new Christian, too. And I used that story of Nicodemus. And they thought I was going too far. And I don't even remember much saying too much that I thought was too far. I just tried to make it clear that children would understand. And I felt very much resentment then, and I didn't teach too much longer. They liked it so much that you had the core group after that. I don't know how soon after that, but...
When was that, that happened?
That was in that new church already. I remember I was in that, you know, where that school.
Mm-hmm. The school of the Bonaparte Church.
Yeah. That was more in the beginning, because
yeah, it could have been the second year already.
See, later on I had more children too, so I had excuses not to teach, because after David was there, when Rudy was
children. Yes,
I
then you would be the only one taught that, and you'd have a group.
Yeah.
After I had the second child. We only had one group.
In the beginning you had two groups, mm-hmm. right off.
Yeah.
And then let's say what, after a year or two?
Well, maybe not even that long. After we had David.
When was he born?
In April.
Of 60.
Yeah.
So after that, then you would have only had one group, and I would have thought.
But then Isaac Peters, he was the second teacher with you. One of these pictures.
Yeah, the one with the scar on the forehead.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the second teacher, and that must, I forget a little bit now.
But I forget where the class was, because there was only one room in that church.
Well, we went outside in the shed, or outside when it was nice. Yeah. I remember that.
Let me ask one question before we go further. How big was the Sunday school group when you quit? Just to compare from the 20, mm-hmm. you said about 20
we started. Well, we can see it by that picture under the trees.
I think it seems to me around 60 we've been seeing.
The picture was taken in 59, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is it. Well, that grew right away. I mean, as soon as the family
gave up. That's
the early group.
That's the early group, yeah.
And then the other picture you have there, that's the last picture or one of the later pictures?
One of the later pictures, and I would say, although this group looks almost as big as this,
yeah.
I said 20 before, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's way more than 20 here.
on your there.
This looks way well, more like 30.
But Harry, the very first couple of Sundays, I still remember we had only
Jews. But that was because a lot of people didn't know about it yet.
It was in a house.
Yeah.
And
we're between 35 and 40 in this on this May 59 picture.
And this could well be about 60 maybe. Yeah.
Well, I remember that we've been saying around 60. I just have that in my head.
That would be about right. You have five rows of